Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we're going to have another jam-packed radio broadcast today. It is Friday, the 12th day of November 2010. Coming up, we've got Wayne Madsen joining us for 30 minutes. He's got the headline. It's up at Infowars.com. Wayne Madsen, China-fired missile seen in Southern California. And we really respect Wayne and his analysis and breakdown. Others are saying that they've gone and looked at basically FAA documents where the Navy files with the airlines and others when they're going to be doing missile tests, and that it was a U.S. Navy missile test. I don't know. We just know it's not a contrail like we've been told, and they've had former top Pentagon brass NASA experts come out and say that's a missile trail of a large sea-launched missile, and that's been out since day one, but the government is still saying it's a contrail. So we'll be looking at that with Wayne Madsen coming up in about an hour and a half from now. Obviously, the whole naked body scanner TSA molestation pat-down has gone into supernova when you talk about it being one of the biggest stories in the world right now. And at the very forefront of that is Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and the Drudge Report. It is the Drudge Report that has driven this in the last 2 weeks to be the firestorm it is now today. I liken it to the Drudge Report being the giant howitzer cannon firing InfoWars and Prison Planet Sabo munitions. We're the munitions. Drudge Report is the cannon. Now, I told you this years ago that the naked body scanners are getting a biometric reading of your body. Wired Magazine then reported they are coming out with cameras on street poles that can look through your clothes, just like they can face scan you, retina scan you, thumb scan you, hand scan you, finger scan you, voice print scan you. They can get biometrics off of any of this. It's all individual. But the best way is to have a whole body scan. Now it's in Market Watch. I guess that's a division of News Corp. Just a little blurb yesterday that a listener emailed us. Very thankful for that. Naked body scanners to store biometrics. Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com. I think this is a report that Drudge really ought to look into, even if it doesn't link to our story, to the Market Watch article dealing with this. This is a big, big deal. And they say in the press release, oh, the scanners are already kind of getting your biometrics. Now we just put in software that, tells us if you are who you say you are. So, see, they're putting you through the scanners. They've already got your name, your Social Security number, your driver's license number. Then they get that body print, and now they can attach it to your name. Just like when you go into thumbprint or face scan, digital photo to get a driver's license, they can now attach it to your name. It's a little harder for them to just face scan you on the street and then try to tie it to what car you get in off your license plate and then assign a name to the body print. They want your DNA. They want your biometric data. That's why for 39 years, from Australia to Canada to the United States, from England to Germany, it's now declassified. Blood is taken from all babies that are born in hospitals under a secret federal mandate, now public, and put in a global DNA database. And they're already using it, quote, in crime investigations in Australia. That's when it really started to break mainstream news 5 years ago. People started to actually listen to us. Families filed suit in Minnesota and Texas, and now they've been forced to declassify it. But it's just an example of how they operate. They're getting your biometrics with these scanners. They're not just humiliating you and violating your Fourth Amendment. And now with the pat-downs, the TSA admitted and told Atlantic Monthly they're doing this for humiliation, to force you into the body scanners. And so it's operant Pavlovian conditioning. It's like a shock, you know, if you don't do what they're wanting you to do. We've got another big development that our video slash photo experts, we've got some real experts working here in the office, have blown up in Photoshop and looked at. It appears to be real. It's from a photographer on Flickr who was in the airport. We'll tell you about what he saw and the photograph that's going up on Infowars.com the next 20 minutes. Kurt Nemo's writing a story on it. When we come back, stay with us.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've been covering the TSA, this federalization body, openly setting up checkpoints at train stations, bus stations, highways, mobile X-ray trucks, even using National Guard in New York State and in Tennessee to make people drive under high-powered X-ray systems. They have put X-ray backscatter systems into many of the airports. They plan by 2012 to have them in all major airports over 200. Drudge Report again today is carrying our article at the very, very top. Big Sis forced to respond to nationwide revolt against TSA. See, if we can have victories against the globalists and their police state brainwashing, re-education of America and the world, because similar things are happening all over the Western world, their whole system will then start falling apart. It will be reversed. That's why they always want more, more, more. Take your shoes off. Answer questions. Take your belt off. Go through your goods. You can't have more than 3 ounces of shampoo. You can't have a tiny pocket knife. Now we're going to pat you down. Now we're going to intensify it and touch your genitals. Now we're going to record your naked body. On and on and on. And Drudge is top linked to Big Sis forced to respond to nationwide revolt against TSA. Very, very exciting information on that front. Of course, we're mainly reporting on a Reuters story. Pilots and passengers rail at new airport pat-downs. There's an emergency meeting today happening with Homeland Security Director Janet Napolitano and some of the biggest tourist lobbies and hotel lobbies in the country. They've got four different pilot unions, some of them the biggest. They've got five different flight attendant unions. They've got airport worker unions. The TSA has not been allowed to unionize. They've been angry. They're made to go through these. And there's been cases where TSA employees are made fun of every day for the size of their genitals. And so they punch their supervisor in the nose and they get arrested. Remember that came out a few months ago. The guy said, I've told you five times, this is the end. Pow, right in the nose. Because they would make fun of the size of his genitalia. That's AP, Reuters. That's old news, but not for, what, 3 months or more. So all of that is going on. And you've got the TSA lying about recording the images. You've got the TSA lying about radiation dangers of being caught lying. The TSA 2 weeks ago announced, we started really hammering this then, that yes, not only if you refuse the body scanner will you get the enhanced pat down, we will touch your genitals, we will touch your breasts, we will squeeze them to make sure they're not bombs. And people describe it as, you know, very painful. Then they came out last week and said, we're not doing that. In official press releases, contradicting everything they'd already told USA Today, LA Times, New York Times, Washington Post. Now there are pilots and flight attendants and doctors and police and Muslim groups, just everybody is up in an uproar. When Obama landed in India, they had top ministers bringing it up to him. Tourism's down by over a third just a few years ago. Reportedly, it's intensifying. People won't fly to Disney World. They won't fly, you know, to different theme parks. Tourism is way down. There's a no-fly day coming up in a few weeks on Thanksgiving, in about 2 weeks. All of this is now happening. And so this simmering, boiling anger and frustration at this asinine searches in the name of terrorism, and if you really believe it's Muslims that are doing all this, which, of course, 99% of the time it's staged and it's not, why aren't they being singled out? Why aren't they being searched? Why aren't people affiliated with radical groups on the watch list? Why is it gun owners, conservatives, members of Congress? Because it's for the American people, as the MIAC and Homeland Security reports that we got from law enforcement almost 2 years ago, January and February, respectively. Got the MIAC report in January, the Homeland Security report in February of 2009, over a year and a half ago. 95% of it, and Napolitano now admits this, Janet Napolitano, that the main focus is returning veterans and gun owners. Conservatives, libertarians, and I know I hammer that home a lot, but you need to hammer that home to everyone you know. And so this big international debate is now on. I'd say 4 or 5 days ago, this was the fourth or fifth biggest story in the world. It is now the biggest story in the world, even bigger than all the major finance ministers saying we're going into a depression, total dollar collapse, and our own government saying that this is a great way to help the world to devalue the dollar. I think that should probably be the biggest story. It's now the second biggest story in the world. And we're going to be covering it today with Bob Chapman coming up. We've got Wayne Madsen saying China fired missiles seen in Southern California. We're going to get some other views of this as well coming up. Wayne joins us in about an hour and 15 minutes, always informative and revealing, and so many times what he covers turns out to be true, no matter how wild it sounds. And I've seen other mainstream articles saying it might have been China or North Korea. I don't know. We're just investigating this because you've asked us to investigate it, and we're going to continue to look at it. Now, when I got into the office a little bit later than usual, about 30 minutes before showtime, Rob Dew came to me, and they'd been for hours looking at this image we're about to put on screen. Now, this is the screensaver image that was reportedly at the Indianapolis International Airport, because they have the screened-in TSA offices where they look at the naked body scanner images. That's not done up there at the terminals, where the TSA people are being radiated and the citizens are being radiated and having their rights violated. It's done in these glassed-off areas. And I before have walked up and looked through the windows, and they get all angry and tell you to stop looking in because, you know, you might be a terrorist. You know, how dare you even look at them? They're like gods. This image, reportedly on a photographer's Flickr site, he took this photo, and we're trying to contact the photographer. We've looked at his site. Is a photographer, and I've had several of our experts at Photoshop blowing it up on our big screen computers, and it appears to be real. Now, a lot of other sites are going with it saying it is real. You know, the point is we're going to post it at Infowars.com the next 10 minutes. Kurt Nimmo is in there doing it right now. But for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we're going to put this up right now. It says, my first cavity search, helping your child understand why he may pose a threat to national security, ages 6 and up, Homeland Security. And Matt Ryan made the point minutes before air. He said, you know, this looks like from your TSA poster contest. This was never submitted to us, or we missed it. Hundreds were sent in that we had 6 months ago. I mean, obviously, yes, this is satire. There's no doubting that, and maybe it's even a TSA person that's angry about what's going on. I doubt that, though, because supervisors would get angry about something like this. Now, here's the photo that's linked up on Flickr, and it's a high-res photo. It's through the glass, and we'll blow it up on screen in the TSA command center, and you can see through the TSA command center looking out on the terminals. Go ahead and blow up that photo for me. You can see that it is the screensaver image that we just showed you a crisp image of, you know, the actual image, not the photo of the image on a computer screen. We've blown this up all the way, and if it is a fake, it's one of the best fakes we've ever seen. I tend to really doubt it is a fake. Plus, the photographer's got nothing but legitimate stuff on their Flickr site and other photos. And is using their real name. So, again, we're reaching out to them. Maybe we'll have them on Sunday, maybe even today, if we're able to get a hold of them. I got three people in there trying to get a hold of this photographer. Now, what does the image show? It doesn't just say my first cavity search, you know, teaching children how they're a threat to national security. And obviously it's satire. But we have Atlantic Monthly, Jeffrey Goldberg, interviewing TSA, and they admitted that they call it the male genital measurement device. They use the street slang term. It's the first name of Dick Cheney. And they call it the male member measuring device. And I'm sorry, folks, we don't talk about potty humor and stuff and things like this here on earth. This is not Monty Python. This is not, Jay Leno. This is not Benny Hill. This is happening to our children, our women. This is happening to our society. We have to cover this. For some of the people that are, more prudent out there, I understand. For the prudes, I'm somewhat of one myself, especially on radio. It's a very serious format. But let's go back. Let's go back to that photograph. When you look at this photograph, and you go back, it's important to realize that Jeffrey Goldberg of Atlantic Monthly has reported as of 2 days ago that TSA told him that it's all a big joke and that they watch it in a separate room and that they call it the male genital measuring device. How many TSA workers have been caught claiming they find drugs in people's bags repeatedly and demanding favors from them, in some cases sexual? How many TSA workers have been caught screaming and yelling and making fun of people and pulling good-looking women out of line and feeling them up? How many TSA workers have been caught going crazy and saying, I'm God, I'm God? I mean, this is in the news every week. Most of them are just people that want a job, 10, 15 bucks an hour. Most of them are just people, who are just applying for a job. I've run into a lot of TSA that are fans of the show. But more and more, it's these control freaks who don't mind being radiated, who don't mind violating people's rights, who are either so stupid or so arrogant that they enjoy it. So we do have a real history. And this is what happens in concentration camps. This is what happens in prisons. This is what happened in the Stanford prison study. People become dehumanized, and they always make jokes. It's like, you know, the Japanese cutting the heads off of our troops in World War II and playing soccer with their heads. Or the Pakistanis or Afghans famously will cut your head off and play polo with it. When you have a brutal society, they make a joke out of it to make it fun. The Nazis did that as well. So I believe the photo's real because it's par for the course. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If your handgun is loaded and easy to get to, it's also dangerous. What if you could reach your loaded handgun instantly and still provide a margin of safety for your family? Introducing the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com. The Drag and Draw Gun Vault is a small portable gun safe for subcompact pistols or snub-nose revolvers. It's made of heavy gauge steel, padded inside, and uses your fingerprint to open and close. With the Drag and Draw Gun Vault, you'll now be able to keep your handgun locked and loaded without fear of an accident. See the revolutionary Drag and Draw Gun Vault in action and order yours online at MyQuickSafe.com. That's MyQuickSafe.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or go to MyQuickSafe.com. Stay locked, loaded, and safe with the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com.
Coming up today, Wayne Madsen on the missile. He says he's got intel sources. It was a Chinese threat. angry over what's happening with devaluation of the dollar. They're the biggest holders. Then Bob Chapman's coming in. We may have some surprise guests as well on this live Friday edition, the 12th day of November 2010. I want to get into the economy because we've been covering TSA so much, but our listeners know what's happening. We covered it with Max Keiser yesterday, but there's been some big new developments. The fighting between the central bank heads, at least on the surface, is intensifying. That's coming up. But I first just want to read to you the Reuters report that backs up our report, Big Sis forced to respond to nationwide revolt against TSA. That's the headline. Again, top story on drudgereport.com as well. Pilots and passengers rail at new airport pat-downs. This is Reuters last night. And it continues. Stepped up security screening at airports in the wake of the foiled terrorist bombs have provoked an outcry from airline pilots and travelers. You know, those bombs were definitely sent because of the backlash already happening, including parents of children who say they are too intrusive. With the busiest holiday travel season nearing, flyers face long security lines and new rigorous pat-down checks that have begun in recent weeks amid the discovering of hidden explosives. As a result, some travelers are questioning whether to fly at all. This is Reuters. The Transportation Security Administration has ramped up airport security after two pilots and two plots by Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. Yeah, right. Anwar al-Awlaki, admittedly, works for the Pentagon, is behind it. A Nigerian man hid a bomb in his underwear last Christmas, again working for al-Awlaki, helped on the plane by the U.S. government. The State Department admits that. Of course, Reuters doesn't tell you that. A Nigerian man hid a bomb in his underwear last Christmas, and the group tried to send package bombs via U.S. cargo planes, but none of the explosives detonated. To thwart such an attack, TSA is deploying body scanning machines to U.S. airports. They ordered them 2 years before with Chertoff making the order, the head of Homeland Security. He's now the CEO of the main company that sold most of the machines. You got to love that. He makes the purchase orders for billions and billions of dollars. It's been almost $3 billion each year, so we're talking about $6 billion total. And then he's the CEO of the company when he leaves. That's a delayed payoff. That is illegal, according to all the information I have. To thwart such an attack, TSA is deploying body scanning machines to U.S. airports, but travelers and pilots have complained about potential health risk and that they are too intrusive. The alternative is a physical pat-down by a TSA officer, which even USA Today reports means touching your genitals. Pilots are not a terrorist threat, said John Prater, president of the Airline Pilots Association, that's the biggest one, and a veteran pilot for United Continental. Seeing scarce security resources being used on pilots makes absolutely no sense. You're going to trust them to fly the plane, but we got to pat them down. Yeah, I mean, they can use the plane as a weapon. It's ridiculous. I mean, if you trust them to fly the plane, there should be no security. Some pilots, male and female, have complained the pat-downs make them feel uncomfortable. Yeah, their reports are that it hurts and they grab their breasts and genitals. The group urged any pilot who feels unfit for duty afterward, because they're shook up, to call in sick and remove themselves from the trip. So that's a form of strike that's already happening. This has prompted urgent talks between the pilots group and the TSA administrator. Again, this has prompted urgent talks between the TSA and the pilots group and the TSA administrator, John Pistoli. The two sides hope to resolve the matter in a few weeks, Prater said. Now, before I get into the hardcore info, as I babble through this article, because as I'm thinking, as I'm reading, I'm thinking of all the different angles here. Remember just 3 weeks ago, a pilot said no to the pat-downs and no to the scanners, and then they wouldn't let him fly, and then he got in all this trouble, then they threatened to fire him, and he stood his ground? Now it's thousands of pilots, tens of thousands of flight attendants, airport workers, TSA agents complaining about it. See, one guy stood up, and now everybody's standing up. What do they say in the movie A Bug's Life? The grasshopper. They're saying, why are we oppressing these ants? We don't need them for food. We don't need them as slaves. And the head grasshopper says, those little puny ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, our way of life is over. So those of you that call yourselves patriots that say we have no power, anybody that says we can change things or make them better is a liar. That is defeatist, globalist propaganda. It is a lie. I'm going to come back and get into the most hardcore information on this front, because they got the travel agencies, the hotels, the theme park heads, not just the unions. This revolt is becoming absolutely massive. Now, no doubt the globalists are going to launch some more bombs on planes. I have no doubt of that, to try to get this through. Because it's not just about the billions for the scanners. It's about teaching us that they're the boss. And it's about federalizing the streets of America next.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are the threats of a biological attack to the U.S. real?
If biological warfare is real, what should I know before it happens to protect my family?
The answers to the unthinkable are inside a new book by Christian patriot and author Sam Adams, Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack. Inside what's been called the must-have manual for surviving the attack and mass panic that will follow, you will learn what the actual biological and chemical threats are, how to respond to events that are almost certain to happen, what the government's response is likely to be, how some will take advantage of the chaos, and exactly how you should prepare. To get Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack in hard copy or immediate digital download, go to BioWarSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or buy online at BioWarSurvival.com. That's BioWarSurvival.com.
This is not your father's BioWar Survival Handbook.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to continue now with this Reuters report. Pilots and passengers rail at new airport pat-downs. Headline: Gateway to Commerce. Well, that's what this is all about. If the government can control the airways and the highways, they control everything, just like Rome. Executives from the travel industry, including online travel sites, theme parks, and hotels, were set to meet with Homeland Security Director Janet Napolitano and the head of the TSA today to discuss their concerns that security is crippling travel. You see, the boycott's working. My wife and children haven't flown in 9 years, ladies and gentlemen, because they're not going through it. And if you stop me at a checkpoint in the highway, you're not putting your hands on my daughters and my son and my wife. You got it, thugs, with your open borders? You got it? We know your bosses carried out the attacks. You got it? It's over. We know you carried out the attacks to set up a police state grid to get away with stealing all the pension funds and taxing us. It's all about the foreign banks taking over. This is how they're introducing authoritarian oppression. Sorry, I'm getting angry. I just think about it. Executives from the travel industry. See, this is the power of the people. Including online travel sites, theme parks, and hotels, were set to meet Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano and the head of the TSA, Pistole, on Friday to discuss their concerns that security is crippling travel. We have received hundreds of emails and phone calls from travelers vowing to stop flying, said Geoff Freeman, an executive vice president of the U.S. Travel Association. How about they get thousands? And don't stop. They think this will go away in a few weeks. It's not going away. It's going to get more intense. That's why in the last year I've had several naked body scanner contests and protests and flyers asking folks to post anti-TSA flyers all over your towns and cities. It was in the Dallas News yesterday that somebody put up our flyers about fluoride being poisoned in the water and that the health department and water department pulled them all down and is scared that people think fluoride is poison. The power of you going out and pointing out the 10 trillion pound elephant in the living room that the emperor has no clothes is unstoppable. No army can stop an idea whose time has come. You've got the power. Start realizing it. I've always told you, as soon as you realize you've got power, as soon as you take action and aren't shunted off into the left-right paradigm and all this garbage, it's over. For 9+ years, for more than that, for 15 years, I've talked about government-sponsored terrorism from Oklahoma City on. I don't care what people think. I've got the facts. And now Glenn Beck's on TV saying Obama's people are getting ready to stage a new Oklahoma City. Unbelievable. And even I saw a neocon site attack Glenn Beck over that, little green footballs. I mean, you're losing control, New World Order. You're losing control because the people are awake, and they're going to get more awake. I've described it as America wasn't a deep trance, a deep sleep. Now we're on the edge of our bed, kind of rubbing, you know, the sleep out of our eyes. But now that people are awake, we're able to give them the coffee. Here, you want, okay, you're awake now. Drink this. Here's all the info. And in just 15, 20 minutes, that caffeine's going to hit. 15, 20 minutes in societal time, 6 months a year. So the globalists are going to stage more attacks and do all sorts of crisis creation and perception management, i.e. lying, to try to put us back to sleep. It ain't going to work if we get up and yell and scream that much louder. You see people starting to go back to sleep, go, wake up! No! Don't let the body snatchers get your soul, your mind, your intellect. So listen to the magnitude of this, how exciting this is. Executives from the travel industry, including online travel sites, theme parks, and hotels, were set to meet with Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano and Pistole on Friday to discuss their concerns that security is crippling travel. Europe's pulling this stuff out because it's killing tourism. We have received hundreds of emails and phone calls from travelers vowing to stop flying, said the executive vice president of U.S. Travel Association, which was set to meet with Obama administration officials. You can't talk on the one hand about creating jobs in this country and getting the economy back on track, and on the other hand, discourage millions of Americans from flying, which is the gateway to commerce, he said. Well, they're raising taxes all over the country and the world, knowing that'll stall the economy further and have less tax receipts. And the globalist states, CFR, Club of Rome, UN, they want a post-industrial world. It's the big megabanks waging war against real industry and commerce. They want to consolidate it. You think a corrupt bank 70, 80 years ago wanted the farmer on his last payment to make his last payment and own the farm? No, they want all those payments over the years and then to steal them. And they get people to sign fraudulent contracts, you know, 10 years before, and on the last payment day, they come and refuse the payment and take the farm. They're taking the farm, folks. It's really simple. Of course they want to shut down the economy. Of course they don't want you flying. They want carbon taxes, they've announced, of over $1,000 to fly from the U.S. to England. England wants 2,000 pounds to leave England. They're trying to put those in place. That's like $3,500 to leave England. on any flight out of the country for carbon taxes. Of course they don't want you flying. Of course they don't want you. The head of the Transportation Administration, what, 6-7 months ago, was in the Wall Street Journal and said, yes, we are anti-car. Yes, we want you out of your cars. Yes, we don't want highways. Continuing, you can't talk on the one hand about creating jobs in this country and getting the economy back on track, and on the other hand, discourage millions of Americans from flying, which is the gateway to commerce, he said. By the way, I was so focused covering the national election. Will you guys search and see if the carbon taxes, greenhouse gas law went into effect last week in California? I know it was neck and neck in the polls. It'd be a 20% tax on anything producing carbon dioxide. And imagine a 20% tax on top of everything in California. What industry won't leave to another state like Texas, or won't leave to China, or won't leave to South Korea, where there's none of these carbon taxes? So just look that up. I forget the prop number, but I want to see if, something like voters reject greenhouse curbs. They don't even call it a tax. Or voters pass. I don't know, because they'd already passed the law years ago. It was a ballot initiative to get rid of it. Maybe somebody can Twitter us who's in California. Do what? They rejected it. So by rejecting it, they shot down the carbon taxes? Oh, they went with it. Oh, my gosh. French news agency. California rejects proposal to repeal greenhouse gas law. Arnold Schwarzenegger welcomed late Tuesday voters' rejection of a proposal to backtrack on a law limiting greenhouse gas emissions in the most populous U.S. state. Proposition 23, one of the series of referendums held alongside midterm and governor polls, sought to all but repeal the 2006 Schwarzenegger-backed climate change law, bill known as AB 32. But it goes through, and now they're going to put phased in over the next 5 years, 20% taxes. Man, I tell you, post-industrial America, and of course a Nazi's presiding over it, an admitted Nazi. I always admired Hitler, wants to be worshipped like at Nuremberg. Source, 1977, Rolling Stone magazine. That's just part of it. But you're saying, why are you talking about TSA and travel and then now greenhouse gases? Because you've got these industry heads and travel heads, travel association heads, saying you can't talk about free market and business and do this. It's killing us. Travel to the U.S. is down by over a third, and people say on the questionnaires, because I don't want to be squeezed. For 3 years, they've been genital-grabbing foreigners. But because the Muslims protest that they leave them alone. That's on record. Just like Muslims get to wear their headdresses and cover their faces when they get driver's license photos. But Willie Nelson, this has been in the news, he's told, you take that cowboy hat off, boy. It's just unbelievable. You can't talk on the one hand about creating jobs in this country and getting the economy back on track. On the other hand, discourage millions of Americans from flying, which is a gateway to commerce, he said. Privacy groups have challenged the new body scanners in court, saying they are a violation of privacy and illegal. It goes on. Lawmakers plan to hold hearings on aviation security next week when they return to Washington. Some travelers are all seeing now there's hearings in Congress. There's meetings at the White House. There's meetings at Homeland Security. Boom! Because you got angry, you spoke out, Drudge carried our stories, now everybody's talking about it, the TSA's been caught in lies. Think of the power we have as citizens to take action through the alternative media, which is why they want to shut it down. Some travelers are also livid about how children are being screened. During a trip last Sunday by a father and son through Orlando Airport in Florida, the 8-year-old boy was selected for extra screening by the TSA after going through the metal detector. The father said the officer described the procedure before conducting it. Then he patted down the boy in an open security area using the backside of his hands to check the genital area. See, that's not even enhanced. I didn't think it was going to be as horrible as he was describing, said the boy's father, Bill, who works as a lobbyist in Washington and did not want his full name used. See, you got all these New York Times and Washington Post and high-powered lobbyists and governors Like Jesse Ventura, I've been with him when he's like, that's why I'm leaving the country, Alex. That's why I'm getting out of here. This is East Germany, Checkpoint Charlie, as I was watching him go up his legs and his genitals, patting his chest, putting their hands on his gluteus maximus. Because he has a metal hip. The father said he didn't believe it would be as horrible as it was described. The lobbyist said, we spend my child's whole life telling him that only mom, dad, or a doctor can touch you in a private area, and now we have TSA agents, and that's just wrong, he told Reuters. At some point, the terrorists have won. Yeah, the terrorists that carried out the attacks that run the government, pal. You got it. The terrorists are winning, but now we're fighting back. TSA defends the body scanners as safe and says the devices and friskings are key tools to detect hidden explosives. And it goes on with the baloney. So a total revolt. Drudge has top-linked our key report. Big Sis forced to respond to nationwide revolt. Top story on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's the article to send out to everybody. And linked in it as well is the update, the new article. So under the photo of Butch Napolitano, Janet Napolitano, is the link to TSA desktop image makes joke of cavity searching children. And then it ties into all the confirmed TSA jokes, the vulgar names they have for the X-ray machines, the X-ray body scanners. Again, I'm not going to repeat what they call it. You can read the Atlantic Monthly blurb we have. Here's Kurt Nemo's article. Excellent job, Kurt, getting this article done in 30 minutes. TSA desktop image makes joke of cavity searching children. A Flickr photo shows a computer in a TSA airport office with a desktop image of a satirical book entry, My First Cavity Search. Our photo and Photoshop experts have examined the image and believe it's real. Infowars.com is currently attempting to contact the Flickr photographer to establish the image is real. In January, The Guardian reported that experts determined the naked body scanner technology violates child protection laws, which ban the creation of indecent images of children. The British government Department for Transport confirmed that child porn problem was among the legal and operational issues under discussion within the government. So they just violate the law. Since the introduction of airport scanners, there have been countless complaints regarding privacy issues. Earlier this year, a TSA employee in Miami was arrested after he physically assaulted a coworker who had joked about the size of his genitals. As the neocon Jeffrey Goldberg wrote in October, the TSA considers the backscatter scanners and the opt-out manual search comical. Goldberg asked the TSA officer if he knew the Department of Homeland Security's guidelines involving a cavity search. No way. You think Congress would allow that? The TSA employee responded. Congress may be squeamish about the anal cavity searches, but if the photo below is indeed real, employees of the TSA consider the most humiliating form of molestation to be a laughing matter, especially when they are conducted on children. That's good, Kurt. I want you, Kurt misunderstood me when I said take a Jeffrey Goldberg quote. There's a new article, and it's in Paul Watson's article, Drudge Report Stirs TSA Debate, that has the newest Goldberg article where he interviews, but this is pertinent as well, where he interviews the TSA, and they call it the male member measurement system. So the article's up. We're going to get it beefed up. I also want to add other abuse, saying, again, we don't know if this photo is real, but it appears to be. And look at how they plant drugs on people or fake drugs and then demand favors, or the TSA workers who've been caught being pedophiles. I want to add the pedophile stuff. I'll just write it down right now. I want to add, this is all live time, folks, war game on the air, info war declared on the globalist. I want the pedophile cases exposed. I want the death cases added where they've killed people. I want the Jeff Goldberg. I want the Jeff Goldberg latest piece. And if you want to find it, Kurt, it's in Watson's last article, Drudge Stirs Debate About TSA Screening. It's got a link to it. It's got the excised portion, or the excerpt portion, that I guess we excised out of his article and then excerpted into ours. So I want to get that in there because I want to give people a full spectrum breakdown of this. But excellent job. When you go to the bottom of the article, you can see both the photo of it inside the TSA command center, through the window of the cavity search with a little kid who's scared with two TSA workers laughing about it. And again, they just took some satire off the web and put it as a desktop image. Then you can see the actual desktop image underneath it. My first cavity search, helping your child understand why he may pose a threat to national security. In fact, let's just go to Infowars.com now, live on air for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, and let's just show the article, Kurt's new article up there, and we'll show you where the stuff is posted down at the bottom. But TSA desktop image makes a joke of searching children. And then again, you scroll down, and it's all right there. This is big, big, big news and information. I want to finish up with this issue, and then I want to start getting into the economy. Other world news coming up in about 40 minutes. We're going to look at Wayne Madsen's report that is from his subscription site, but he authorized us to post it at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com graciously. Wayne Madsen, China, fired missile seen in Southern California. But then I've got other reports where they're saying the U.S. Navy was testing a missile launch off the coast, off the West Coast, and that they have to tell the FAA so planes don't fly in the air they were doing it. If that's the case, why wouldn't the government just tell us they did a missile test? Unless they wanted to create fear and then put out the story through government that it was China, to blame China for things. We'll discuss it all with Wayne Madsen coming up. Jam-packed Friday transmission. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
Okay, segues back into Glenn Beck with the bombshell statement that the government is preparing to stage a new Oklahoma City to be blamed on the Patriot movement. That's what he said. We played the clip. I'm going to play it again later when Bob Chapman's on with us to get his take on it. But we tried to make the term stage terror the number one search term. It became the number two search term yesterday because it couldn't become number one because you made FEMA camps number one. Great job, folks. Great job in the info war. We declare the info war. We declare major offensives in the info war, that we're intensifying what we're doing. We smell blood. We see blood. We're going to get in there and get after them. It's our liberty. It's our freedom. It's our children. It's our republic. It's free humanity. But I saw a commenter on the Infowars.com article that Aaron Dykes blurbed last night. FEMA camps becomes number one search term on Google. The commenter said, hey, Alex, get yourself together. Beta test this better. FEMA camps became the number one search term, but your articles about it were nowhere. Yes, and it's not because we use too simple of a term, sir, as you said. And not that we're perfect. We learn new stuff all the time. And a lot of you help us. It was a listener's idea to do search terms 4 or 5 months ago. Now we've had over 40 of them that are top search terms. If you put the headline in for Prison Planet or InfoWars under Google News, it was completely blocked. They blocked our articles yesterday. It wasn't that we didn't use a complex enough term, as you recommended. He wanted to say bombshell FEMA camps because that was our headline. That wasn't it, my friend. They completely blocked on web and on news. When you clicked on the top search term, it was nowhere. But that didn't stop people from finding out we'd done it. And over 50 blogs and websites, as of this morning that I counted, had run with the story and picked our article up, and those had gone up to the top. So it got out. It got out. Yes, they're trying to block us because they know this is effective. It's starting to drive the news. Now, we'll see if they block this today, but it's three words. Let's do it together. Revolt against TSA. Revolt against TSA. Revolt against and then TSA. Three words. Two words in an acronym. Revolt against TSA. And guess what? There's already so many articles with that headline and all this info. It won't matter if Google blocks Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And the big dirty secret is I don't even care if they do. Sure, I like millions of visitors every day because we're putting the truth out. But I'd love to beat these people and go home. All I care about is the info. You think, Google, I care that you blocked InfoWars and Prison Planet with those search terms so people couldn't get to articles? Everybody else just picked them up. It got out there. Hip, hip, hooray. That's all I care about is getting the information out. And we're forcing all of this into the mainstream. Glenn Beck's talking about the government wanting to blow up federal buildings to blame it on patriots. The biggest news story in the world is the revolt against all this slave training, this Nazi training, this submission training. We're hitting on all cylinders, and I want to commend my crew. I want to commend our sponsors, the Genesis Network, our listeners, you activists out there, you wonderful people taking action. Let's make revolt against TSA numero uno. Revolt against TSA. They cannot stop you if you take action and take those three words and put them into Google. And let's hit Yahoo and let's hit all the other search engines. Let's get aggressive. You just put it in the search box and click it and then hit enter, enter, enter over and over again. You got to put the cursor in the middle each time and, you know, so it thinks it's a new search. And then click on our story. Send them out to everybody you know. You're seeing the effect we're having. Look, folks, I'm a kamikaze in the info war. I'm going all in. I passed the point of no return over a decade ago. I'm not stopping. The globalists know we're effective. They know we're real. And we're reaching out to hearts and minds. Politicians, lobbyists, rich people are getting mad by the TSA. Everybody knows this is wrong. It's causing the travel industry a lot of money. There's a revolt on. We're going to beat these terrorists. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.